Hello, everyone. Welcome to This Must Be the Place. I'm your host, Imogen J. Lister. Here we are talking about love songs, the music, the memories, and everything in between. I'm really excited for today's artist that we're talking to. I've been a longtime fan, and we've talked about some projects that didn't come into fruition, so I'm excited to like hear more about her and her music and get to know her a little bit more as a person. It's been, yeah, definitely a few years of like listening to your music since I shot your show like way back at, I think it was Lee's Palace, like 2022 or something. So this will be really fun to like get into it and kind of unpack who we are and Yay. Some music and some memories and everything. That was a nice little lead up. I am speaking to Taryn from Orpin today. I would love to hear more about the project and who you are.
Okay. Yes. Hello. I'm Taryn Jacobs, and I started Orpin back in 2020 as kind of like a personal project. Released some music, started by myself, but then really ended up collaborating with a lot of people. So Orpin has kind of grown. I feel like I'm still Orpin, or Orpin still exists, but Orpin couldn't exist without Sean Stover, Brayden Kruger, Riley Barnes, and Robin Bond. So there's a few Orpin heads that make Orpin who she is. She's like an amalgamation of people, but she's also a character that I try to embody as often as I can. She empowers me.
That's so awesome. Kind of like, I'm sorry, I've been like super into drag recently. So like it almost Ooh, has that vibe
yeah,
of like,
I guess
yeah.
So. Like I used to struggle with like posting on like social media because I felt like it wasn't Orpin enough, but like Orpin is just who I'm like trying to be, you know? She's she's confident. She's she's powerful.
That's so awesome to like have like this like character that you can like put on when you go on stage and you write and everything. Yeah. You feel like it comes out in the writing, like like this like other person.
Yeah, for sure. It does. It also Orpin feels like very natural and in the wilderness, and I live in the city, and yeah, it just feels like what I want in life is what Orpin has.
I love that. Yeah. It definitely like the themes of like nature come out a lot. Like I have Bed Springs is on my playlist titled For the Nymphs and the Fairies.
Yes. She's a fairy.
Yeah. Orpin's a fairy for sure.
Yeah.
No wonder it speaks to me
yeah,
so
Yeah, Orpin like casts spells and like she's like really connected to the earth in a way that like I don't understand, but I really think it's beautiful.
That's so awesome. That's so cool. Yeah, I feel like it's really cool to have like somebody that you can really like channel like a different energy with that you can't bring into your everyday life.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. That's exactly the energy. Yeah, I do that with clowns. Because I know, right? Sometimes I feel like I can be like a pretty like serious person at times. I'm a Virgo. So I can be like pretty like serious and like not always bring a lot of levity. So I think it's fun to like have a persona that's like so like nothing is serious.
Yeah.
Nothing is that deep, Imogen. Like we're just here for the vibes.
I'm a Cancer. Orpin is also a Cancer, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense.
She's a feeler.
I see it. I see it. I can see it. That makes sense that you're a Cancer with the lyrics and everything. Yeah. So that's interesting. Yeah, I'm a like a Leo rising, and I feel like clowns are like very Leo.
Yeah. Full moon in Virgo just happened.
Definitely.
Did you feel big ways?
Big emotions. Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Big emotions. Yeah. I think it's a good thing though to like let it out for a weekend and hang out.
Yeah. Transformative.
Yeah. Exactly. Have you been feeling any sort of retrograde or anything?
Yeah. I've been seeing a lot on TikTok saying like, if you're a Libra rising, like big things are coming. I'm a Libra rising, so
okay.
I'm just like waiting for that pretty much.
Libra rising, that also makes sense. And I got called out on saying that makes sense whenever I talk about horoscopes, but somebody called me out on it and I was like,
yeah, I get called out on that too. If only you let me guess, I probably would have been right, you know?
Yeah, but would have guessed Virgo.
Yeah. Actually, no, I don't think I would have.
A lot of people don't. Yeah. It takes a few tries to get Virgo.
Yeah, but I feel like I'd go maybe Aquarius, maybe.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of like a cool factor.
Yeah. Aquarius, kind of quirky, kind of quirky in a nice way. In a nice way. But yeah, Libra rising, very romantic, very, very, like, yeah, like
communicative, yeah,
exactly. Seeing both sides as well and everything. Yeah. Yeah, I feel like we got into it a little bit. Is there anything you want to like share before we jump into this first song, or should we just go for it?
No, yeah, let's go for it.
Let's go for it. Awesome. So we're gonna start with "I Feel It All" by Feist. Great, like classic Canadian artist,
yes.
Contemporary artist. Yeah,
love Feist.
Exactly. I think she's in the city, right, as well. So she's
is
in
she?
Toronto. I think so.
Wow. I went to her show recently, not super recently, like I think it was like 2021.
Mm-hmm.
And then I felt like I didn't even actually recognize her. Like, I feel like I listened to Feist back when like I just had like the radio and like my iPod Nano. Like, okay. It wasn't like as visual.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would just click like Feist, I Feel It All, and just had like the little music notes, because I probably didn't download it actually. Like, I got it off like LimeWire or something. So yeah, seeing her, it was like so weird, like connecting that person to an actual visual person. She's like very petite, and I was like, whoa, you're so yeah, she's like maybe 5'1", and I was like blown away.
I didn't know that. That's yeah. Crazy.
Yeah.
So like the song's been a while, like around in your life for a while.
Yeah,
then.
yeah.
Okay,
that's like cool. My happy song. I love this song.
I feel like there's gonna be a lot to chat about with it.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, we'll give it a listen and then we'll get into it. That's such a fun pick.
Isn't it so good?
It's so groovy. Like,
that was
so
the first
fun.
Song that, like, when you came to me with this project, I was like, okay, I have one. Like, I know that is my love song. It's, to me, it's, like, the feeling of being in love. It's, like, joyous. Yeah. Do you want me to get into it? Should
Go
I say more?
For
okay.
It. Yeah.
I don't know if you had specific questions.
No,
let me talk
so
about
much.
It. Okay. So, in my head, this was always a love song.
Mm-hmm.
And then I read through the lyrics and I was like, oh, there's some things in here. Like, she's talking about, like, she'll hold the gun, the lies divide. So then I had to, like, reevaluate my opinion on this song. Because, like, growing up, I just, like, remember the parts where she's saying, I feel it all. And she talks about, like, love.
Mm-hmm. And it's such a cheery, like,
yeah.
Rhythm and everything. It's, like,
I don't know what year it's from. Like, maybe, like, 2012. I'm actually not totally sure.
Okay.
But it's, like, so, like, indie twee. We got, like, the xylophone. Like, it is just, like, joyous. Like, the skies were blue back then. Like, it's just, like, so good. So, then I was going through the lyrics and I was feeling like, okay, to me this feels like you're having an argument with someone you love and you're like letting go of the argument because it's not worth the love, and like taking like control of it, because it, like when she says one thing like I'll win the war, like to me she's saying like I'll lose this battle but I'll win the war. Like, that was my interpretation. Okay. But then I Googled it, obviously, because I want to make sure like I'm on the right track. And a lot of people feel like it's the complete opposite.
Okay.
And it's her being like you have to, like, this relationship isn't working out and like you have to hold the gun and end the relationship and like love yourself.
I will say that that's kind of what I felt reading the lyrics and listening to it as well. But like, I like both perspectives.
I always had such a positive view on it. And then I found an interview where she was saying that it was about owning your love, but then people also can like interpret it the opposite way.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it could mean both. It's like one of those pictures where you see what you need to see. I don't know. To me, it's just like
totally
so joyous. It's like the feeling of being in love and like driving with the windows down and like feeling it all. It's like you gotta feel it all. You know, you gotta feel like the high highs and like the low lows to like really feel love.
Definitely. And I think like also like the lyrics about like the wings. For me, that really came back to like podcast's namesake, where it's like, you know, she put down her wings. I guess that this must be the place. It really like called back to that for me, even though like I feel like she's talking about way more like flying off and like taking off. Putting it in the context of like this sweet love, I felt like there was like this level of sort of like metaphor of putting like your lover in like a bird kind of area, or like yourself in like a bird kind of perspective.
Yeah.
That was interesting for me.
Yeah, I do also feel the feeling of like you're in a bad relationship and you like just ended it, like that feeling is there, like loving yourself. Maybe that is what she meant by owning your love, but you know, it's all love. It's all
it is all love.
Yeah
Are there like memories tied to this song? Like,
honestly, nothing specific. It's just like driving around with the windows down, like if I'm like ready for a good day, I put this song on. It's kind of like a steadfast just my happy song.
Definitely. Yeah, I have like a playlist of just like, it's called like Crush. And somebody asked me like, oh, who's this about? And I'm like, it's literally about no one. It's just like the feeling of having a crush. Yeah. And like that's kind of the vibe of like this then.
Yeah. I guess, no, you. This song like makes me giddy. Like that's how it feels to me.
I love that. Yeah, it's like so lighthearted. It's so sweet.
Yeah.
It's very pretty. Very
bring
pretty.
Back the xylophone. Like we need to next orphan EP, I'll bring it back. It's like such a fun little instrument, but
honestly. Yeah, you should bring out your own xylophone stuff.
But I do feel like this song is like such like a time capsule for that, mm-hmm. for that era. Like
definitely.
Even the like treatment on her vocals when she's like kind of like doing like the backing like echo thing. It's mm-hmm. like so.
It's very like Ingrid Michaelson kind of vibe. Yes. Yes. Yeah. I hear the twee for sure, which like I love. It's like very nostalgic for me as well. I'm like admittedly a very big Lumineers fan.
Yeah.
And same kind of energy of just like folksy corniness.
Yeah. I actually went to a Lumineers concert like last summer because my friend had free tickets and I was like, okay, like I know the Lumineers. And like I actually knew so many songs mm-hmm. and like every song was a bop. Like it was, it's really definitely like the same kind of just... Mm-hmm. Folk music will do that, like indie folk, it's just there's a little layer of joy that they like weave in,
and indie pop as well, and like indie pop is definitely known for being so like corny, but like you're right, like that's the best part about it is like being able to evoke those feelings of like, you know, hands out the sunroof kind of vibes. Exactly. You said that there's like no specific memories, but you did go see Feist.
I did go see Feist for, it was, I forget the name of the project, but it was like a live album where you like sat in a circle and there was only like 40 of us. It was like during like quarantines kind of thing, like you couldn't go to like a full-blown concert, and it was really cool. I can't remember the name, unfortunately, but and I guess maybe that's why she seems small too, is because I was like sitting like so 3 meters away from her.
Yeah,
it was called like Mirrors or like Reflection or something. There was like this reflecting like table that she was like interacting with, and there was like this typewriter, or no, it was like a printer that was just like printing copies. Mm-hmm. Something was kind of like a, it was like a experimental, really cool piece. And then she ended up putting out the album after, but like we all heard it like way in advance, which was really cool. So you're listening to a bunch of songs you don't know.
Yeah.
And then it comes out later and it sounds a little different, but I'm like, oh, this is that one about the rings that she did. But mm-hmm.
do you feel like Feist was like, because like I'm assuming you found the song like ages ago. Yeah. Like, this one's an old one for you.
Yeah.
Has Feist like grown with you then? And
1, 2, 3, 4 has grown with me. Like that has, I mean, for those listening who don't know, like 1, 2, 3, 4, tell me. Okay, that one. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, that song, I guess because it was like a pop song back when I was growing up. I feel like I had for a long time, but I didn't really listen to it until I was talking to my friend Jesse, who's a huge Feist fan, and then I decided to dive deeper into the Feist discography.
Mm-hmm. It's like, what's the deal? Like, why is somebody such a big fan? Like, that's how...
Yeah. She's like, I love Feist. And I was like, I like Feist too, but I don't really know Feist. But now I feel like I know her better. Yeah.
Yeah.
I also love her song, Musha Boom. That one I almost did as a love song. I love Musha
Boom.
That one's like building your life with somebody, and it's so sweet. Mm-hmm. That one I really relate to, because I live in the city, and I don't want to live in the city, and I want to live in the wilderness as Orpin would want, but... Mm-hmm. And Musha Boom is basically, like, a song, like, talking about how, like, she starts off in an apartment, and she, like, then they get a house with, like, a picket fence, and it's, like, growing up, and, it's really sweet and wholesome.
The lyric that always gets me for that is, like, what is it, when your dreams are bigger than your paycheck, or whatever it is, something along those lines, where it's, like...
Something will match with when my dreams will line up with my paycheck.
My pay or something.
My pay, yeah.
That lyric where I'm like, someday I'll be able to do everything that I want to do, and like plant the flower garden and do all the things.
Yeah,
and
I get it.
Especially living in the city, it feels like it's so so constrained.
Musha Boom is a town, I think, in Nova Scotia where she's from.
Okay.
Which is why I didn't pick that one, because my next song is more about like your hometown.
Mm.
So I was trying to get split things out. Range. Yeah.
That makes like a great segue. And if you have anything else to say about Feist and the song.
Feist, if you're listening, I love you.
Let's manifest Feist being on the podcast. Exactly. Please. I think like a hometown song is really fun. And it's interesting that you asked me like where I'm from, because I feel like it doesn't always come up. So... Yeah, Where are you from?
Well, I'm from Mississauga, but yeah. I used to work up north sometimes in the summer, so mm-hmm. all my changes were there.
Yeah, it's when you like really get into like a deep nature, it's very
hard to disconnect it.
Exactly.
It sticks with you, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think there's a reason a lot of people move to like Vancouver from Toronto.
I know, but I'm such a like family person. It's hard to
like separate yourself. Yeah.
I'm Cancer, so.
Yeah, exactly. It is what it is. Yeah. That's cool. I'm excited to listen to this next one then and get into it. Yeah. Awesome. Let's do it. Okay. We are listening to next. We're listening to Helpless, the Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young version.
Yes.
Correct. Very specifically.
Yeah.
Poppy is hyped. Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited to listen. It's nice to pick like such a range of music as well, like a contemporary. Okay, let's do it. That's such a yearning song.
Yeah.
It's really, really yearning.
It is so mm-hmm. good.
Yeah.
It's so visual.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It definitely, like, there's such a story there as well. Does it remind you of, like, anywhere, or?
It reminds me of being up north. Specifics? No. This is another song that I feel like I've been listening to for so long that there's not like one story attached to it. Mm-hmm. When my current boyfriend and I, when we started dating, I think I was unemployed. I don't really know what I was doing. We didn't have a lot of money. We took a road trip to Thunder Bay
mm-hmm.
and we like camped along the way. And that's when I introduced him to this song. Mm-hmm. And that is the visuals that play in my mind. It's just like driving way up north like 18 hours and just the wilderness. I'm such a sucker for like open roads and like tall trees and like the smell of grass, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the like lyrically, all my changes were there is one of the strongest lyrics to me. Like, I don't know why it means so much to me, but I gave it Easter egg. I said it earlier. I don't know if you noticed.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, like I just love it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it feels like, yeah, okay, back to the love song thing. It feels like a love song to his hometown. He's from Omimi, I think, how you pronounce it. It's like by the Kawarthas ish I think.
Okay.
Yeah, and just like small town. It feels like a memory of your childhood, but also like of like just nature and like summer and
just quite nostalgic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is another one where like I'm like, okay, this is a love song to his hometown. I know what this is, but I'm gonna Google it to make sure, like, you know, I'm on the right track.
Yeah.
And apparently this is actually about when he had polio as a kid.
Oh wow.
And he was like quarantined. And that's why he's talking about like the chains across the door and stuff.
That's crazy.
It is, yeah. Right? Because to me, it's such a like positive childhood kind of nostalgic song. But yeah, another one where it's just, you know, you see what you want to see.
Yeah. And there's like this level of like, I feel like helpless becomes like such a different term then, because it's like the way that I was seeing helpless as like a love song is very much like you can't, like, I don't know how to put it. Like, it's almost like the freedom of childhood.
That is exactly what I like. Yeah. Helpless to me, yeah, feels like safe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, yeah, like you're taken care of and you're helpless, but like it's fine.
Exactly. And like the relief, like the release of that almost, like that like longing for that and like release it, especially like as like an adult, like reflecting, it's kind of nice to be like, oh yeah, I was like taken care of.
Yeah. And the big birds flying across the sky and throwing shadows in our eyes also makes you feel so small.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, I think that's such a good way to put it. It's like you feel helpless in a good way, like a taken care of safe way. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how it makes me feel too.
Does that like go back to your relationship with your partner like a little bit, do you think?
Yes and no. I feel really safe with him. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't feel like helpless, but maybe I do. Or if I was, he's who I'd want to be there, I think.
You're like allowed to feel that way.
Yeah. 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 We actually did a cover of Helpless at our last show, and it's like three chords. Like it's
incredible.
Such a simple song, and it's so moving. It feels like so much more is going on. I guess also with like Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, like when they have like their harmonies, like just such an iconic time.
Definitely. Oh, they're so gorgeous. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like no matter what, it almost has like that like Harvest Moon flavor mm-hmm. because it's that sound is going to come through yeah. either way.
Full harmonica.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So beautiful. Dreams, comfort, memories, break. Yeah, it just feels like childhood, like when you just had like a wide open sky and like mm-hmm. it's beautiful.
Wide open sky, or like I just imagine like the really tall pine trees that you don't see in the city.
Yeah,
like the really, and like when it's only pine trees and you're like sitting on like a porch and yeah. you're like looking up at them and you yeah. see the sky like poking up above them.
Yeah,
really, really natural. It comes back to like the yeah. Orpin vibe altogether as well.
Yeah, for sure.
And like, how, when do you think like the first time you like heard this song was?
Not that long ago. Like, mm-hmm. I knew Neil Young, but, and I knew kind of Crosby, Stills, and Nash, like, their one, Deja Vu, and they had another one that I listened to a lot, but I feel like there was an era of music before Apple Music when you would just, like, download random songs, like, one at a time, and mm-hmm. that's sort of when I would have, like, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and Young, I would have, like, one of their songs. I didn't actually, like, listen to the full album and hear Helpless until maybe 5 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Which is actually kind of crazy that it's 5 years ago, but yeah, like 2020 probably. I've always been a Neil Young fan, but he does have a solo version of Helpless on like one of his later records, but like this is the one that hits it for me. And good thing, I guess, because on Spotify, I don't think you can listen to Neil Young, or can you now?
I think he's back.
He's back.
I think he's back. Oh. Yeah. Poppy's giving me the thumbs up.
I'm an Apple Music mm-hmm. user, so.
Yeah. Fair enough. Off topic, but when I did the run of the topic, the podcast before, and Poppy was on, she chose Harvest Moon. Mm. So it kind of comes full yeah. circle today. Yeah. yeah. mm-hmm. You said you found the song in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Does it have like a connotation with like pandemic times for you or anything, or?
To me, yes, it was pandemic times, but it was also like the most I'd been outside in like a long time.
Yeah.
Like I feel like I really connected back to nature and I was outside in my bare feet all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't working or in school because I had graduated and then I had a job, but then I lost it because it was a service job. And then it was like, you know, lockdown, no more bars and stuff. I feel like it was like a reset for me. Maybe it's like the song of my reset, but.
I hear that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like we were all kind of like longing to like go outside or go on a road trip.
Yeah.
Go and do something
exciting.
No, there
was like a nature like revival. Like mm-hmm. I feel like everyone, all the people were growing out their beards.
Yeah.
Growing out their hair.
Like yeah. we had to like disconnect from like depending yeah. on other people in yeah. that way of like service.
I had nothing to do, so I'd go to this one park literally every day
mm-hmm.
and just walk in the park.
Yeah. Was it nearby here or?
No, it's called Arendelle Park. It's a Mississauga okay. staple.
Yeah.
It's along the Credit River.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know Arendelle.
You do?
Yeah, I do know.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because you went yeah. to Sheridan. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So it's all kind of the same area.
yeah.
Same vibe.
Yeah.
I get it. I guess that there isn't really like a nostalgic feeling with this song then with COVID or?
No, not nostalgic with COVID, but like with being outside, I feel.
Yeah.
yeah. Like, I can really see myself, like, either, like, in the backyard at my parents' house or, like, at Arendelle Park or, like, driving to Thunder Bay with Connor mm-hmm. and him hearing it the first time and, like, blasting it and having the windows down. Yeah.
That sounds like
they're both
incredible memory.
Yeah. 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 My first two songs were definitely, like, windows down, like, happy love, kind of.
Yeah, that's such a beautiful memory of, like yeah, like, windows down.
Yeah.
Listening to it on a road trip.
I know. Connor and I were talking about it today, actually. Like, how back then we just had more time. So, like, taking, like a 10-day road trip was just, like, yeah. It was like you had time, but you didn't have money.
Mm-hmm.
Now I don't have that many vacation days. I don't want to, like, drive that far again.
Yeah.
It's just different. It's, like, such, like, a time capsule of, like, being young and, mm-hmm. yeah.
Maybe a little bit like foolish in the best way.
Yeah, like putting things. Way too many miles on our cars. Yeah. like no reason, but it was, yeah. I would do mm-hmm. it again probably, actually. Like probably, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Maybe next summer. Not this one though. We yeah. actually did do it twice, so.
Okay.
Yeah, we did it the next year too.
Did you play this song for like good time's sake? And
probably, yeah. I think so, for sure.
Definitely was there. I'm sure there's like a few other songs that are like in that playlist. Of,
yeah.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Like memory songs. Yeah, we'll listen to the last one then, which is an Orpin song. Yes. And I'm so happy that you picked an Orpin song because I love your music. So it's really nice.
I'm trying to do more, like, be a better PR person and do more, spread more Orpin.
I understand. Yeah. I feel like the song really encapsulates that, like, natural feeling that mm-hmm. you were going for and that. And like I said, like, I'm always drawn to the kind of, like, the, like, nymph kind of vibes yeah. of yeah. like being in nature, so yeah, that's really awesome.
It was definitely mm-hmm. written while listening to the first two songs that I played too.
And so song number three is Growing Season by Orpin, and I'm super hyped to listen. Let's do it. It's so beautiful. I have so many thoughts and so many things I want to ask and say and stuff. I'll start with, like, the, like, design of the sound, like, the production. I love that it has, like, the nature in it and, like, the naturescapes and the thunder at the beginning and everything and the rain and the, yeah. like, is it, like, a loon at the end?
Like, it's actually me, like, oh yeah, doing a little loon call.
That's so cool.
But, yeah, went heavy in with the nature sounds. Like, the thunder was sourced, but a lot of the nature sounds was actually, like, Brayden and I, we went down with, like, well, I did the microphone in my parents' backyard and got, like, some, like, crickets and stuff, and then we went down to the lake and got, like, more louder bugs that are kind of, like, in, like, the marshes, like, louder, I don't even know, like, critters, mm-hmm. like, I don't yeah. know. But, yeah, definitely, like, when I started that song, like, mm-hmm. I never expected to, like, put it out. Like, it's, like, playful and, like, fun, like, I was just recording and adding noises, and then I showed it to Brayden, and Brayden was like, we should, like, do something with this. Brayden is, he's, like, a percussionist, and he, like, does the drums, and he's like, no, we need to, like, do something with this. And I was like, yeah. So then he added the drums, so the drums were, like, the last thing to come in, and then we brought it to Riley and he, like, polished it off and put it all together. But this is again, I was driving to Thunder Bay that summer as well with my sister, and so, like, I'm, like, driving through Thunder Bay, and, like, they're sending me, like, the, like, demos as they're coming along. So it's a song that, like, didn't start with a demo and then get a new recording. It's, like, a lot of the stuff is recorded in my bedroom, like, and I didn't even have a mic stand. Like, my microphone's, like, in a boot. It's on GarageBand. Like, it's, like, really, it's really just encapsulates a feeling and a time.
Yeah, definitely. And, like, I can see that. And, like, the design of it really shows that. And as well as, like, I think, like, having the time, like you said, like, having more time but, like, no money.
Yes.
And yeah.
There's a lot of free time.
Yeah. Yeah. To, like, go out and, like, record everything yeah. and, like, get all the pieces that you need.
Yeah.
But it makes it so, like, personal. It makes it so, like, you have, like, the stories related to, like, every sound that's involved yeah. in it.
No, I can, like, mm-hmm. picture myself in different areas on the floor because I would move around doing different parts of the song. Yeah.
That's so cool. That's so fun.
The loon yeah. calls, I was sitting on my bed. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was, like, funny and at the end. And then I actually kept them in. So, yeah.
You're like, this is good. Yeah. Can't yeah. tell. I thought it was a loon. So,
that's yeah,
so
no. impressive. Yeah, no, I'm pretty good at it.
Can you do one?
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't done it in a long time, but, like, that was pretty good. Yeah. I can also make a cricket noise. I don't know if that made it in, but I used to sometimes do that in some recordings in the background. But I have to. I don't know if I can do it right now. I have to have water in my mouth a little bit. Wait. Yeah. So.
That's so cool.
Nature and I, we are one.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. Love a little silly sound. I'm not really, like, a trained musician. Like, I took piano lessons as a kid. Like, I played by ear. And, like, I know how to play guitar. Like, I know chords and, like, some plucking. But, like, definitely all my music is, like, foundationally vibes and, like, feelings and, like, worlds that I'm trying to, like, create.
Cool.
And Growing Season is definitely a little world. It's, like, August and it's, like, really hot and it's the sun has just set kind of thing. Yeah,
there's so many bugs, but so it's kind of great. Yeah.
We don't mind.
Yeah, like, it's fine. Yeah, yeah. That's beautiful. It definitely feels like August. That makes so much sense.
Yeah,
something that I do a lot in my writing, personally, I don't really write music, but I write, like, poetry and journal and everything, and mm-hmm. I'd love to dip my toe into music. I think it's a matter of time.
Yeah.
But I do a lot of, like, very uncertain things where I say, like, sometimes, a lot, and maybe, and,
yeah,
I feel like there's always like a draw to not do that because you're like, I want to be certain in what I say. And what I love is that like the song is so vulnerable.
Yeah.
And that like sort of like uncertainty of doing things, like maybe I'll send you a photograph or yeah. like, you know, like maybe this is what's going on.
One of my, I don't know if you ever listened to Tiger's Jaw. It was like really big back in the day. And then mm-hmm. one of the lead singers like started his own thing called Wiccaphase Springs Eternal. And it's like with like goth boy click, like very like kind of like, it's not folky. I'm a very folky person, okay. but I was a big Tiger's Jaw fan. So I listened to him on occasion, and how he writes is like so conversational mm-hmm. and it's such an inspiration for me, even though the sound is like the complete opposite of mine. But like the way that I say maybe and like, it's because he does that. And I find it so, yeah, like vulnerable and like person to person. Like it feels like yeah. you're like reading their journal. Like, and I try to emulate that whenever I can.
Definitely. And I always feel like your music feels like a journal. Like, it definitely, like, I feel that, like, it's like I'm getting into, like, this world of characters and I don't know, like, anything about them, but I've just found a book and that's how it feels.
Good. That's yeah. good.
Are, like, is a lot of your music and, like, Growing Seasons, like, based off of, like, a very personal story, or is it?
It's somewhat personal. I'm happy to talk about it. It's, like, my current partner, my boyfriend, he and I were friends for a long time. Mm-hmm. And Growing Season to me is like a coming of age sort of song, like coming to terms with these feelings that you have for someone. Cause Connor was someone that like I liked, but then I also was like afraid to date him because what if we broke up and then like we weren't friends anymore? Like I valued his like friendship so much, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And then I was also like in a weird place and he was in a weird place. And like there was just, it was like not the right time, but something I would think about a lot. It was COVID. I was in my parents' backyard and I saw fireflies for the first time in their backyard. And like the first thing I thought of was like telling Connor. And that was like when I knew that I had to like progress with these feelings. Like I had to face them, even though it had like been like years.
That's awesome.
So yeah, the one line in the song about fireflies is real. They're honestly all real, like things that happen. I tend to like piece like different storylines together to make like one storyline in a song, but it's usually mm-hmm. like real events.
Yeah. Just a little bit like scattered chronologically.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
The firefly line really stands out to me as well, where it's like, see you in fireflies. That's yeah. beautiful.
Yeah.
Was this like written anywhere specifically then, or do you like keep journals of
things? That song was written, like all my songs are written in like one day. Like I'm like very like mm-hmm. just express it all at once. I do like kind of keep journals. Maybe I was at that point, but probably not. I try to keep journals. I'm not really good at it, but I have kind of like a running journal in my head, maybe of like significant moments. I think, okay, that's like something that meant something. Anyway, moving on. You know what I mean? And then yeah. like when I write, I feel like it's like also I learned something new about myself. Like when I started Growing Season, I don't think I was like ready to tell Connor that like I had feelings for him. But then I finished the song and I'm like, okay, like maybe I should tell him because I just like wrote this song about him
kind and he of like figured it out yeah
yeah
figured
yeah.
that out it's processed
like,
it
it's
with it.
Yeah, it's like therapeutic a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you find like you process music through, or like process feelings through like writing?
Yeah.
And like also like listening to music, or do you find that writing is like the best
writing
way
is
it?
The best way for me, and it's like subconscious almost, like I'm just like playing the same chords and just like saying things that are like actual events, and then they like feel significant when I put them to a melody, I guess. But listening to music too though.
Yeah,
for sure. But writing more so. I mean, you write too. It's like such a blessing to be mm-hmm. able to like take all the thoughts in our head and like actually put them somewhere, and then like
exactly
it's like a release.
See them there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's such a release. I feel like I can think through the same thing over and over again yeah. for ages.
Yeah.
And then it's like as soon as it's on a paper, it's like, oh, like it's actually exists somewhere,
like,
and that's
yeah,
what matters.
Same. Like I don't think yeah. Connor and I would have like really gotten together if I didn't like go through and make that EP and like face these like feelings. It's kind of the same, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Were you guys like old friends before you started dating?
We were like acquaintances, like in the same friend group, and then a lot of our friends like left for university, and then we like hung out more. Like we were kind of like, I would describe it like a friend circle, and we were on like opposite ends. I never saw him that okay. way. Until one day I did, and then I couldn't stop. And I guess he did too, because now we've been dating for like 5 years, which is crazy.
That's crazy. That's so exciting though.
Yeah.
And it's nice to have like, it's so beautiful to almost have like the music as like a scrapbook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was smiling when we were listening to it. I haven't listened to that song in so long because I don't really listen to my own music. And like, yeah, I'm like, wow, like she was so in love, like, with Connor. And it's so sweet. Like, I wish I could tell her, like, look where your life is now, you know? Yeah.
That's so sweet. Yeah. Like, look at what's coming for you.
Oh. That's kind of cute. I'm going to cry. With cancer.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
That's like, it's crazy how like listening to it brought that up, but like playing these songs live doesn't like bring around the same feelings as much.
Or... It does, but when I'm playing live, I'm like kind of nervous.
In the zone a little bit. So, yeah, like locked in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that Lee's Palace show that you came to, it was actually our first show ever, which is kind of silly that we were playing really? Lee's Palace. It was just like Robin from Cinder was like, you want to do it? And I was like, okay. Like, I don't think she knew that we'd never done one before. Like, I don't know if she would have picked us, but it did like start us. Like, we've done a lot more since that show. So thank you, Robin. But yeah, I remember like playing Growing Season and like looking out and like Connor is like in the crowd looking at me because we're like dating at that point. I'm like, whoa.
You're like, wait a second.
Ooh, hold on.
There's feelings here.
Yeah.
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 I get that.
So that is. I feel like a lot of my music is like kind of sad, but that one I think is happy, coming of age. Like, she, I hadn't done it yet, but like the feelings were there and like things were set in motion with that song. So the one part of that song that wasn't real was driving in his cool car to see the harvest moon. And then when we started dating, we did that. So I actually like foretold the future. Yeah. What the heck?
You like manifested it in the song.
Wow. Yeah. Like what I said, like Orpin is powerful. I told you guys.
That's incredible. That's so cool. Yeah. There's so many memories and such like also like an explicit vision, which like, I feel like that's what you've done really well with Orpin is like the world building of the character is incredible.
Thank you.
With like the sound, like the design and everything. I get it every time. Like, I feel like I feel like connected to it. Like,
thank you. Good. I'm glad. Good. Yeah. That's what I want.
That's what matters. Yeah. Yeah. Is there anything else you want to share about that song? Like, I feel like we had such a beautiful moment there with it.
I can talk a bit about the writing process. Like, I always really struggle with bridges and like leave them to the last minute. Like, I write the whole song, but I don't write the bridge. That's how, like, my time goes. And then, like, I've, like, recorded it, and then I just have this blank space. So the bridges are usually, like, added on at the very end.
Yeah.
And the bridge of that song, I think, is, like, one of the most, like, powerful parts of that song.
Definitely.
And it's saying, like, how, like, it's about growing season. Like, it's supposed to kind of have, like, a little bit of a farming, harvesting vibe. And that, like, the wind is blowing away my hard work. And that's like all around me now. And the hard work is supposed to be like the barriers I put or like the walls I built to like keep myself like away from Connor kind of thing or away from whoever you like. If this song's like for your perspective, I don't know why I said it like that. But like it's like you try to like move on with your life. But then like seeing him was like the wind that like just like undid all my hard work. And then I had to tell him I liked him.
The hard work of the walls.
Yeah. Or like, I don't know, like the seeds you're planting or like this thing that you're trying to grow, but it can't because you're not doing it right.
There's something else you have to acknowledge.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah. I feel like I could go down a whole tangent with that. Did you find that like you kind of like through the song and the process and what it's talking about, were there like other aspects of your life that you felt like you needed to like unpack that suddenly kind of fell into place in a sense or anything else that was like discovered out like as you went?
The whole EP is about like taking ownership of my life. So yeah, I would say, yeah, this song specifically is about like my love life. But then like Pioneer, for example, is about like just like moving on with my life and making decisions that are maybe difficult, like, yeah, but like cutting people off and that kind of thing.
Definitely. Yeah. So there's like a lot uncovered. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so beautiful. I think that's like a great place to wrap it up there. Thank you so much, Taryn. This has been like so incredible. And like talking about your song was like really, really special. I feel like, yeah, I feel you're the first guest who has like chosen one of their own songs.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
And yeah, talking about that was like really, really gorgeous. To like know the emotion that was so fun. Well. Yeah.
I've never really talked about it before. So that was cool. That's really so great. Cool. This whole thing is really awesome. Thank you so much for having me, Imogen.
Thank you. No, thank you. I'm happy to do it. Also, yeah, did you have any like projects that you wanted to talk about or that's coming up?
We have stuff in the works, nothing I can really put into words specifically, but stay tuned. Orpin's on the move. It's getting warmer, and that's when, like, when the summer comes, that's when, like, Orpin, like, comes out.
Just
so.
Cooking.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. She's defrosting or whatever they say. Dethawing. Exactly. Yeah.
Coming out of hibernation a little
thawing.
Bit. Yeah.
Yeah. Thawing. Yeah. Not dethawing. That would be the opposite, I think, right?
I guess so. Yeah. I get it for sure. Thank you again for being on here. This has been This Must Be The Place, and I'm your host, Imogen J. Lister. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be on Spotify, Apple Music, anything else. Leave a comment, leave a review, recommend us a guest. We'd love to hear about who you want to have on to talk about love and music and everything in between. Stay up to date with new episodes, the playlists, the details, the guests, everything on our Instagram at This Must Be The Place Pod, as well as subscribe to our newsletter where you can find all of these things in one convenient little package. That's the best way to do it. Playlists for each episode's coming to you live there, as well as all the updates in one place. Lots of love here. Love you guys. Thank you for listening. We'll chat soon again. Bye.